This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that absolutely everything is on the house. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Johnson, you brought in a list of 18 tricks. 18, well, not superhuman, but 18 tricks that you can do with your body that you might not have been aware of. And we've been through six of them so far, and I found them pretty intriguing.
Yeah, I like them.
So we're going to do some more.
One of the things I'd just like to say real quickly here, because we've still got a bunch more of these tricks left. We've only gone through six. I just want to say that if anyone wants to know, I've been reading the names of the doctors, because it kind of gives out a name of, you know, a doctor and where they studied, and, you know, to give it credibility. Well, I think that's great. If you really want to see the doctor's names, I don't want to read them anymore.
Yeah.
If you really want to see the doctor's names, the article's title is 18 Tricks to Teach Your Body. It's written by Kate Daly, and it's from Men's Health Magazine.
Okay.
So you can find it online, and you can find the doctor's names if you really want to legitimize it.
Aren't you going to put it on the BBS?
He doesn't do that.
Right? I'm really irresponsible with that because I use, you know, Google, and I have bookmarks and all that stuff online.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay, so another trick here is to cure a toothache without opening your mouth. Just rub ice on the back of your hand, on the V-shaped webbed area between your thumb and index finger. A Canadian study shows that this technique reduces toothache pain by as much as 50% compared with using no ice.
Wow.
The nerve pathways at the base of that V stimulate an area of the brain that blocks pain signals from the hands and face.
Interesting.
So if you have a toothache, blocks pain signals from the hands and face, meaning that if you've got any sort of aching in your face, it might be helpful?
Yep, absolutely.
Wow.
Or if you have aching in your hands.
And you rub it with ice. You rub the V area.
Ice on the V area between your thumb and index finger.
That is doggone interesting. Yeah. Who discovers these things?
How did you find that out? You know, I mean,
some sort of
for
Canadian
science.
Study. Yes.
Yes.
I mean, obviously they probably study nerve pathways. You know, they're studying where the nerves go. But, moving on, make burns disappear. When you accidentally singe your finger on the stove, clean the skin and apply light pressure with the finger pads of your unmarred hand. Ice will relieve your pain more quickly, but since the natural method brings burned skin back to a normal temperature, the skin is less likely to blister.
Ah.
So wait, what was the remedy?
You can make burns disappear. Don't use ice to remedy if you get a small burn.
Right, that's usually the first thing you do.
Yeah, first thing you do is people go, they put ice on it.
Right.
Well, that might make the pain go away more quickly, but it's more likely to blister because the skin
it does bad stuff to the skin in the same way that if you have a
sort of shock
your bottle and then get it put cold water on it, it'll crack.
Right.
It damages the skin more so, and I can see that. That makes sense.
Okay, so what do you do exactly?
It's, clean it and apply pressure, is that...
Yes, clean it and apply pressure with the finger pads of your other hand. I also wonder if there's any sort of transfer. My thought there would be to wonder if there's any sort of transfer of skin cells as well, you know, from healthy skin cells from the opposite fingers.
That would sound a little hocus-pocus-y.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
One more trick.
Okay, stop the world from spinning, all you drunks out there. One too many drinks left you dizzy.
Hold on, I know this one. Put your foot on the ground.
Wrong!
Really?
Yes.
Why wouldn't your foot be on the ground?
Put your hand on something stable.
Well,
the part of your ear responsible for balance, the cupula, floats in a fluid of the same density as blood. As alcohol dilutes the blood in the cupula becomes less dense and rises. This confuses your brain. The tactile input from a stable object gives the brain a second opinion. So you don't need to lean on that object, you just need to be touching it. Basically, so you give your brain a second opinion and you feel more in balance. Because the nerves in the hand are so sensitive, this works better than the conventional foot on the floor wisdom.
Ooh! In your face!
It's in the tip!
Well, it's better.
Ouch!
Well, why wouldn't your feet be on the floor? I guess if your legs were up in the air.
You better put your fingers
chair.
On it because you just got burned!
How does he not know what makes you dizzy when you're drunk?
A bar stool?
Look,
is that why?
Wait a second, man. I'm going to explain it to you. That when you get dizzy from being drunk, it's because you're either your eyes are closed or when you're lying down, that kind of thing.
Okay.
That's when you're the dizziest. That's when it's the worst time.
I see.
So when you lie down, that's when it really affects you. You put your hand on the nightstand or whatever to...
evens you out.
Yeah, it gives you some stability.
Got
I see. It's a better idea.
I want to do one more and because I think this one might apply to you.
One more?
You're
going to have to hold off. We're going to get to it because Bill is on the line in Texas. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Hi, guys. How's it
going? Hey, Bill. Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to throw in my two cents about the guy that called in, the video cameras the authorities are trying to make him remove from his house.
Yeah.
Well, it almost seems to me like the demons are lobbying to have holy water banned. Have you seen how police react to those things?
It's a lot like a vampire having a cross held up to him. Yeah, sure.
Exactly.
So, was that all you had?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it seems to me that they're trying to do everything they can to disarm us.
Yeah. They feel threatened by the emerging technology. They don't like the fact that, I mean, back in, 10 years ago, very few people had cameras around with them at all times. I mean, some people might have kept a little disposable camera in their car in case of an accident they needed to take pictures of evidence, but beyond that, who else had a camera with them?
Right, only the most prepared people had cameras.
Right, but now everybody who has one of the newer cell phones probably has a camera on them.
I've got a video camera on me at all times.
Yeah. And
my question to the police is, what do they have to hide? I mean, isn't that what they're always asking us?
Oh, see, it's a double standard, Bill. See, they have lots to hide, and they can get away with preventing us from recording them. I'm lost. Never mind. Thanks for the call, Bill.
No problem.
800-259-9231. Wow.
So it's all right for them to record us at traffic stops and out of the cameras in their car, but not so much when we pull out ours.
Thank you very much. I just feel like a mealy mouth.
I think there's something in the air tonight. They must be spraying the pesticides here in Florida again.
Malathion.
it's the trails. What do they call those?
Chemtrails.
Chemtrails. They're spraying. They're spraying us with their confusion rays.
1-800-259-9231. All right, I'll let you sneak that fourth one in now.
Jeff. Okay, I think this is going to be a good one for you. Unstitch your side. You ever get a stitch in your side?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you're like
when I run, because I'm a runner.
Yep. This is about running. If you're like most people, when you run, you exhale as your right foot hits the ground. This puts downward pressure on your liver, which lives on your right side, which then tugs at the diaphragm and creates a side stitch. According to the Doctor's Book of Home Remedies for Men, the fix is to exhale as your left foot strikes the ground.
You know what? I'd actually known about that, but I didn't realize it was one foot or the other, because I get stitches in both sides, depending on whatever the circumstance is. I'll get a stitch in one, and then the next time I run, I might get a stitch in the other side. So what I had heard was that if you notice that you're exhaling on one side or the other, if you keep exhaling on the left side or keep exhaling on the right side, switch it up. So I didn't know it had to do with one side.
Yeah, it's the pressure. It's probably what this says is that it tugs at the diaphragm, which is what creates the stitch. So
switch up your exhaling.
Well, no, keep it on the left. That's
recommended.
That's what I'm saying. I've had success because if I keep it on the left, then it might develop a stitch elsewhere, and if I switch,
have you had that problem with by staying on your left side? Have you tried that?
I don't know if I've tried it the entire time.
You should try staying on the left side.
Right. A little experimentation, but be conscious of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
1-800-259-9231. All right, I want to get into some tech issues this particular hour.
This is going to be riveting radio, tech radio. How are we going to explain this?
Well, it has to do with freedom, not just technology, sir. In this one from CNET News, apparently there's been a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision this past week that a 3-judge panel unanimously has said that border police may now conduct random searches of laptops without search warrants or probable cause. These searches can include seizure of the laptop and subjecting it to extensive forensic analysis.
That's crazy. They're going to look through my laptop simply because I'm crossing the border?
That's correct.
No.
And here's why. It's to keep the children safe, Mark.
It's always the children.
In January 2004, Stuart Rahm traveled to Vegas to attend a training seminar for his new employer. Then, on February 1st, Mr. Rahm continued the business trip by boarding a flight to British Columbia. Rahm was denied entry by the Canadian authorities because of his criminal history. When he returned to the Seattle-Tacoma airport, he was interviewed by two agents of Homeland Security's Immigration and Customs Enforcement Division.
Well, he was denied entry, so that's interesting.
Yes, but does that give them the right to search his laptop? Well, apparently it does, and because they got to search his laptop, we'll tell you what they found, and that's why they get to do it to everybody now, or at least whoever they want to pick on. More's on the way. You can get on the line and bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Spending your gas money at a different kind of pump may be a chemistry experiment that'll really bang your buck. When I come back, I'll whisper my secret formula.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
The formula for prolonging the life of tires could be found in the periodic table. Actually, it is in nitrogen. Filling tires with pure nitrogen versus oxygen-rich compressed air may have advantages. Since oxygen promotes rubber breakdown, tires pumped with nitrogen should last longer. Also, nitrogen permeates rubber at a lower rate, so tires lose pressure at a slower rate. And nitrogen's dispensed from clean and dry cylinders, which reduce the intake of dirt and moisture, tire snakes in the grass, or in this case, snakes in the gas, as they cause internal degradation. So experiment with nitrogen. It's a gas, gas, gas. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The wiki is there, wiki.freetalklive.com. Over 700 unique pages created by you, the listeners. Yeah, every bit of it was actually created by the listeners. In fact, you can go in, create a free account, and edit virtually anything that you see on the wiki. So there's information there about the show, the issues we talk about, some of the guests we've had on, the hosts of the show. Even the listeners have even created pages for themselves. So there's all kinds of stuff you can do there, and it's all totally free. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, according to CNET, in January of 2004, a man named Stuart Rahm traveled to Vegas. He then took a flight to British Columbia. Canadian authorities turned him around because he had a criminal history. When he came back to the Seattle airport, he was then interviewed by ICE, Homeland Security.
By the way, a little tip to the listeners. If you have a felony, you can't go to Canada.
Really?
Yeah. Don't go to Canada if you have a felony conviction, because they will catch you, and they'll do whatever they want to do with you. So don't do it.
Wow. Even if it's just something minor, like
sometimes weed? Sometimes it's misdemeanors.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he was sent back, and when he dealt with Homeland Security, they asked to search his laptop, and Rahm agreed. I think it's interesting that they asked to search his laptop, and he let him do it. Agent Camille Sugru.
Exactly what I was saying before. When we talked about that, I don't know if we said this in the break or if I said this on air, but I said, just don't cooperate. I mean, like, I just kind of said, they're not going to be searching my laptop. You know, if I had a laptop and I were to cross the border, I'm not going to be searching it.
Yeah,
you said something to the account of, well, then they'll just arrest you and take it from you or something like that. And
they might.
And, well, the point is, you make them, because it's much harder for them to arrest you than it is
make
for them
to go through the paperwork and the process and the bureaucracy.
Don't cooperate. Stop cooperating with these people.
Cooperate as minimally as you possibly can.
And you don't have to be belligerent, just don't cooperate.
You just have to be firm.
Right.
And act like you know your rights.
Know your rights. Flex your rights.
Exactly.
.org.
Well, this guy didn't know his rights, and he allowed them to search his laptop. Well, Agent Sugru would later testify that she used Encase software to do a forensic analysis of Rahm's hard drive. The analysis and subsequent one found some 42 child pornography images, which had been present in the cache used by his web browser, then deleted.
You never know about these things. I mean, what qualifies as child pornography? I mean,
whatever looks like someone who's under the age of 18.
According to
whoever's looking.
That person.
Right.
So you never know. You never know what they think it is. I mean,
or if it's any photography by Sally Mann.
Sure.
Who knows what they've seen on the internet? If you've looked at any kind of porn, you might very well have looked at some girl who is 17 years old.
You might.
In which case, you have done what this person is accused of.
Correct. Well, because apparently he had deleted the items, they found it sort of in the deleted area of your hard drive, because it takes actually a number of steps to really delete something. During the trial, Rahm's attorney asked that the evidence from the border search be suppressed. The trial judge disagreed.
If he found it in the deleted area of his hard drive, he should have just been like, I got it in email. It was in an email.
I couldn't help it,
so I deleted it.
Well,
what are you
going to
do?
Rahm, apparently that doesn't matter very much to them, because Rahm was eventually sentenced to two concurrent terms of 10 and 15 years for knowingly receiving and knowingly possessing child pornography.
Hmm.
The Ninth Circuit Court refused to overturn his conviction this week, ruling that American citizens effectively enjoy no right to privacy when stopped at the border. We hold first that the ICE's forensic analysis of Rahm's laptop was permissible without probable cause or a warrant under the border search doctrine. This is news to me. There's a border search doctrine. Judge B cited the 1985 case of U.S. versus Montoya de Hernandez, in which a woman arriving in Los Angeles from Colombia was detained. Police believed she had swallowed balloons filled with cocaine, even though the court said they had no clear indication of it and didn't have probable cause to search her. Nevertheless, the Supreme Court said police could rectally examine Ms. De Hernandez because it was a border crossing and essentially anything goes.
You've got to be kidding me.
They did happen to find 88 balloons filled with cocaine in her rectal canal.
I don't care! They have the right to go up your butt at a border crossing?
Yes, sir.
Did you just say 88?
In her elementary canal. I don't know where that is. It sounds
the whole
deal. Region, yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah, that's a lot. They're little balloons, not children's size.
That's
balloons.
From esophagus to colon.
Still.
Yeah.
Elementary.
Yeah, that's serious.
That's what.
She was going to make some good money on that.
88 balloons.
Yeah. But no, you're right. That's right, Mark. They can just do whatever they want to. That's what they said. Now, so taking the... Okay, so let's look at this here. This is the drug war that got us into this situation.
Hold on just a second. I mean, if you support the drug war, this has got to be it. Isn't America better off if we have 88 balloons of cocaine floating around instead of every American's butthole exposed to police inspection? I mean, really, that's what they just said. They can go in
rectal,
your...
Let's use rectal area.
Oh, my God, it's crazy.
Okay.
I'm thinking of that song from the 80s from Nina, the 99 Red Balloons. You ever heard that song?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I've heard the...
There's a whole new meaning to that.
I've heard the Happy Hardcore remix of that one. 800-259-9231. We might jump back into this, but we got to go to the phones. Mary is on the line, and ladies come first on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mary.
Michigan. Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I just want all the listeners to know that if you end up being a widow and alone, that you are fair prey to the local police department to have them enter your home illegally, put you on a predatory gang stalking list, kill your animals, violate every civil right you can think of, enter your safety deposit box. And I've even gone up to the county building and found that my deed to my home has been removed off of microfiche.
Whoa, that's a lot of
means.
That's a lot of stuff. Can we just start from the beginning here, Mary? You were widowed. I presume that means your husband passed away or died unexpectedly. Can we start at the beginning?
Correct. After my husband passed away, I started having a lot of activity in my yard. I had things vandalized. Solar lights put on my back steps with a plate on it with a smiley face. And when I would call the police, they would tell me my dog did this. And I said, gee, he's awful smart. I'm going to have to get him on Carson. He knows how to draw. And the police just kept making me off like, oh, you're just a little bit nervous, blah, blah, blah. And I kept going to the police for help. And my home was being entered. And
really?
I also hired a locksmith to put medical locks on my doors, which are the locks
medical?
That are on the U.S. Embassy.
Okay.
And I caught the local locksmith lying to me.
What was he lying about?
Well, he put the locks on, and he told me that if I wanted a key cut, that I had to give him a code word and fill out a form. And right away, someone was getting in my home. So he had left a box here, and I called the company. And the company, I said to the girl at the company, could he cut a key? Because I was suspecting local law enforcement. And I said, cause I knew he was involved with them through a knife. And I said, could he cut a key?
We're heading to a break. I would definitely recommend that you go check out. There's a website for you. It's called ultimatesecurehome.com.
Wait a minute. We're not plugging them. I want to hang on to Mary because it's an interesting story. I want to know more. Mary, hang on. We're going to come back to you. Mary in Michigan. 800-259-9231. This is your show. I'm going to find out a little bit more of this intrigue on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find that everything there is totally free, including the entire year's worth of archives that we've got up there on the site. Free. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. None of that stuff. You just go to freetalklive.com and grab them up. By the way, it is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
All right. 1-800-259-9231. We've got Mary on the line with quite an outrageous-sounding story, and we've just started to gather some of the details on this. So, Mary, in Michigan, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Let me see if I can recap this, and correct me if I misunderstood anything that you've said so far. You are a widow. Your husband died earlier, unexpectedly, or for whatever reason, he died. And you started noticing some strange behavior outside of your house. For instance, some of your solar lights had been plucked up from the ground and deposited on your back porch. And apparently someone had drawn smiley faces on them. And then you said that this kind of freaked you out, so you decided to have your locks changed because you noticed apparently someone was sneaking into your home. How is it that, before we get back to the locks portion, how is it that you figured out that someone was allegedly sneaking in your home?
Well, there were things taken from the home. Nothing to make it major at first. Just to let me know, like I would come home. In fact, last time they were in the house, I opened the door and they put a newspaper and a can of foam spray right in front of the door, it was like a note we were in, ha ha ha.
A can of foam spray, huh?
Correct. They purposely let me know that they have been into my home. I have a jukebox, they opened that up and they threw the music all over, things like that.
Oh my, that sounds really serious. So, and I understand why you would want to have your locks changed. You called the locksmith out, you decided to put on medical security locks?
Medico. medical security locks. And I found out that the locksmith lied to me about cutting a key, and I tried to have something done about it, and I was blown off. I called another locksmith.
Now, hold on. The locksmith, slipped a key to the cops? Is that what he did?
Yes.
Okay.
And how do you know that the locksmith slipped a key to the police?
Well, because, in fact, I know, dear, they're listening to us right now. They've been listening to me for 3 years on my phone.
Why would they want to do something like that to you?
I couldn't figure out for the life of me why, but I do have a gas well on my property, and I think now that I'm narrowing it down to my, I know it has something to do with my home and my property. And when I started trying to research about this gas well, when I went to the county building, I had, I don't know how to do that. Do our records go back that far? And when I finally went back and demanded to look up the microfiche, I looked up the deed for every deed on this property. And when I got to the card that my husband and I filed our deed, it's missing.
Hmm. So I guess I'm not understanding what the motivation is. I mean, why is it that the cops are... What does the gas well have anything to do with the cops breaking into your house, allegedly, and monitoring your phone calls?
Well,
what's the motivation here?
I know the cops are listening to me because there's a lady I take grocery shopping, and she called me up and asked me to take her to the store on Wednesday. And I went to a payphone. And I said, you know, Betty, if I say yes on Wednesday, it's like saying, hey, you guys, come on in Wednesday, she'll be gone.
Ah.
I said, let's go on Friday. She said, fine. I'm outside weeding my flowers that morning, and in pulls an unmarked sheriff until they saw me.
Right, on Wednesday.
Really? On Friday. Wait, on Wednesday?
On Wednesday.
Try to stick with the story here.
Well, I am trying to stick. That's why I ask questions for clarification.
It was unmarked? What kind of vehicle was it?
It was a white, unmarked sheriff car. They started pulling in, and then they saw me down there weeding my flowers, and they backed up and took off.
So you're saying that the sheriff, and I'm the first person to believe malfeasance on the part of the police. However, I got to say, this is kind of questionable. I mean, you're saying that the police are coming into your home, placing random objects in your home, destroying some property here and there.
Being
pranksters, just to let you know that they have access to your home for the purpose of what? I mean, what is their end game? What is the motivation here?
I couldn't, for the life of you, tell you why.
How long has this been going on for?
Well, it's been going on for 3 years, but when it first
3 years?
Off, 3 years. And they
why don't you just move?
Oh, honey, I tried to do that, and someone approached the realtor, and the realtor tried to swindle me, and I caught her doing it.
Mary, my thought here is sometimes when people lose a spouse, they, you know, things can be really emotionally difficult.
Oh, yeah, the police told me that, too. Mrs. Holliday, you're just a little bit nervous, blah, blah, blah.
You're in on it, aren't you, Mark?
Well, I'm just wondering, have you talked to anybody, a professional about this? Have you talked to a psychologist or a counselor?
I've talked to many, many people. They just about killed one of my dogs. They sliced her leg almost off.
The psychiatrists are out to get you as well? Out to get you.
They poisoned my Doberman, and after he died, they came over here because I was crying. Wouldn't you cry if your dog died?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, are you saying the psychologist poisoned your Doberman, or the cops did?
No, I'm talking about the police, sweetie.
Okay.
And the day that my Doberman died...
Then you didn't answer our question. What did the psychologist say? We're trying to figure out here.
Well, I haven't seen a psychologist. I see my regular MD. She knows what's going on.
Oh, yeah? And what does she think?
She thinks it's a terrible thing that they can get away with doing this to me.
Well, it just sounds strange because you're talking about a locksmith being out to get you.
Well, let me tell you, police officers
being out to get you, a realtor being out to get you. It seems like there's a lot of separate, unconnected entities that are out to get you.
Well, I didn't say the realtor was out to get me. What she did was she started telling me that I was going to sell my home under her terms, and I was going to negotiate. And when she first came here, she was very reasonable. And then a few days later, she calls me up and has all these hand-typed up documents.
Why didn't you just get another realtor?
Well, I just told her in no uncertain terms she was selling my house, no way. And I went in to see another realtor, and he said, I hate to say this, but if this is the way they work on the other end of town, they aren't going to be working very long. And another realtor told me I feel that she was approached and she wanted to make a sale, I don't know who she was approached by, but the second locksmith I had come out here retumble my lock.
Right.
I jumped into his van and caught him with two extra keys in the front of his van. And I asked him, what are these keys for? And he started stuttering. And right
wow.
away.
Everyone is out to get you, Mary. Well, this is the second locksmith that has been out to get you. This is amazing. You must be the most valuable person to keep an eye on. I mean, there must be something about you that people are really intrigued by.
I'm trying to figure out what it is, honey.
You have a big diamond collection or something like that? I mean, what makes you so special?
Oh, they already stole that, sweetie.
They stole your diamonds?
Oh, they got into my safe and stole all my jewelry, yeah.
Really? They can crack a safe as well. I guess that was the locksmith that did that, right?
Well, I don't know who did that. I just know that, you know, it wasn't a very expensive.
Have you considered suicide?
Oh, no way.
Thank goodness.
I'd rather hang around and piss them off. Yeah.
All right. Well, you let us know what happens, Mary. We really appreciate the call, and thank you very much. 800-259. And have you considered that you're a nut job?
Hey.
1-800-259-9231.
We're not professionals
here. It could happen, right? I mean, I suppose. It's unlikely. It's improbable that all of the police, the locksmiths in town, and every realtor would be out to get you.
I think
my informal diagnosis would be histrionic schizophrenia.
I think that she should probably go to the next town over and talk to, you know, a psychiatrist, somebody professional who can help her. It's expensive. It's maybe $150, $200 an hour.
Yeah.
But I think
and I liked your suggestion about going the next town over. That way the psychiatrist in the next town over is much less likely in on the conspiracy.
Yeah.
Because if she was to go to one in the town, I mean, it's clear that everyone in town is out to get Mary.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yikes.
1-800-259-9231.
Either way, she's suffering, and it's sad.
Yeah,
sad. I don't think suicide is the answer. I think medication, maybe.
Hey, while we're... okay, I see you've got your list of 18 tricks, and we have been ignoring them. We've got to jump back into them, but first I want to go to Ryan in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, what's Ryan. On your mind?
Well, I'm a veteran of Iraq recently. I just got back from Iraq about... 9 months ago.
Congratulations on surviving, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And your issue?
Well, are you familiar with the whole white phosphorus deal?
Yeah, when they attack that, what's the one town?
I'm not familiar with it, so you're going to have to explain it. So hang on, Ryan. We're going to come back. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You bring up whatever is on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and
hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give away virtually everything on the entire site. All you need to do is just go and get it, freetalklive.com. But what we ask in return for all that free stuff is that you shop with us. We've got an agreement with our friends over at Amazon. They are the largest internet retailer, and you can buy all kinds of neat stuff through Amazon. There's over 30 different categories of products, everything from DVDs to books to their brand new grocery store. It's all there. What we want you to do is enter through our little portal. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon. freetalklive.com, and then at that point, anything that you purchase, a percentage will go to Free Talk Live. So simple. You get the stuff you need delivered to your door, and you help Free Talk Live at the same time? Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, we're bringing Ryan back on here. We're going to get to some more of these tips and tricks for your body, though, coming up in a moment. Ryan in Illinois, you're back on Free Talk Live. You're an Iraq War veteran. You just came back, and you mentioned something about white phosphorus, was it?
Right. By the way, I'm really nervous every time I talk to the press, so please bear with me.
Oh, we're not the press. We're just a couple guys in a radio studio. All right.
All right.
With that in mind, what is white phosphorus, and why is it concerning me?
Well, first of all, the military has really been denying the use of white phosphorus. It's illegal, according to the United Nations. White phosphorus is... It's a chemical agent that basically burns human beings from the inside out.
Ah!
I was a battalion mortar over there in the infantry, and I personally dropped the stuff. So, you know, if anybody out there hears U.S. military ever denying the fact that we're using this stuff over there ever again, don't believe them.
You dropped it? What do you mean you dropped
like
it?
Like I said, I was a battalion mortar. What it is, it's... indirect fire support. It's a cannon, and it shoots around up in the air, and then it comes down indirectly and lands on the enemy.
Okay. So, then you're shooting a round full of white phosphorus onto the enemy, is what you're saying?
Yeah, several times.
And the purpose is to have them inhale the fumes and burn themselves from the inside out?
Yeah, well, what it does is it reacts with the moisture in your body.
Oh.
So when you breathe it in, it literally just eats your lungs from the inside out.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Which is why it's illegal. We're not supposed to have the stuff. We know we had it left over from Vietnam, which is why we use it.
Wasn't it illegal then, too?
Maybe.
I'm not sure if it was legal in Vietnam or not.
It's so, like a delicious yellow cake with a nice white phosphorus frosting.
So yeah. your point tonight here is to alert people to the fact that the military is using so-called illegal weapons over in Iraq on these people.
Yeah, that, and also just to alert people that, you know, what they're seeing on the news every day is not necessarily what's going on. The mainstream media, the mainstream press, doesn't really cover what's going on in certain areas because they're basically too we're too afraid to go in certain areas. I was in Ramadi. It was a very small base. It wasn't really even a base. It was a combat outpost.
Okay.
It was so small that, and dangerous that the mainstream media wouldn't go there. So, you know, the military could pretty much get away with whatever they wanted.
So as long as cameras weren't around, the white phosphorus comes out, basically, is what you're saying. There's all kinds of things. What are some of the other things that they got away with?
There was people in my battalion that would just straight up kill people. Just shoot them.
Just innocent people?
If something would happen, like a bomb would go off,
mm-hmm.
it would kind of give people an excuse, the soldiers an excuse to just shoot anybody that's around.
Right. So that's kind of like what happened in the Haditha incident, where a bomb went off and they went into a home and killed a bunch of innocent people.
Yeah.
That's really stunning. And you were around for this. You were around when this happened. I mean, what was their attitude? Was it just sort of gung ho, let's kill the towel heads, that sort of thing?
Yeah, it was definitely a very ignorant idea of what's going on. You know, they're brainwashed. I don't know what to say. I mean, I got over there, and I think I was fortunate enough to realize that what I was doing was wrong.
Right.
As soon as I got back to the States, I got involved in this group called the Iraq Veterans Against the War.
Yeah.
Did you ever say anything while you were over there about it being wrong?
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that, but I was quite outspoken about my view on the war.
And what happened? That's what I'm interested in, is to hear the psychology of what happens to someone who says something over there.
Well, it ended up being really bad for me because I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder while I was in Iraq,
mm-hmm.
and when I got back, I sought to get a medical discharge, and because of the things that I said, being outspoken against the war, my chain of command didn't like me very much.
Right.
So I was this is also a really big problem. This is happening left and right because it's basically a lot easier for the military to just go ahead and kick soldiers out that are seeking a medical discharge because it's faster.
Yeah.
It's cheaper for them. You know, if someone is in the military trying to get a medical discharge, they have to keep them there for an additional 8 months to a year, you know, pay them all that time. They're filling up a slot. They need to fill that slot because they're redeploying.
Right. So, so how did they kick you out? Was it a discharge with, what was the circumstances surrounding your exit?
See, what they do is they find an excuse. They find excuses. I was kicked out for misconduct. That's pretty much anything. The reason I was kicked out of the military was because one time I didn't wear my helmet on guard duty in Iraq.
Okay.
And, another time I kind of, mouthed off to an NCO or something like that.
Right.
So they find excuses.
And it's not like you're going to take them to court and say, darn it, reinstate me. I want to be back over there in Iraq. I mean, you were probably pretty happy to be kicked out, weren't you?
Yeah, well, you know what? I really wish that I would have maybe contacted my senator or something like that. But it's almost like they have a procedure to wear you down. You know, while I was in there, they put me into a hospital for 3 months.
How about some of the claims that Iraqis are so happy to have the United States there? What do you think about that?
Maybe the rich ones, but I think those are those are few and far between.
Yeah,
where I was
indeed.
At, they weren't really too happy about the whole thing.
So you didn't see Iraqis dancing in the street throwing flowers at you when you were there?
Some of them were throwing rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you made it out, man, and thank you for the information, and hopefully you aren't too messed up as a result of some of the things that you'd seen there for life. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I want to briefly address something, because this is kind of brought up, and you know, I heard a bit a while back done by George Carlin about post-traumatic stress disorder. And it's just one of these things, and a lot of the language that, he was using is this military language, and I think it's very important to talk about that, that they control thought with language very frequently in military and government organizations.
When you say
and
that,
it would be interesting to for people to just start, you know, especially if you're out of the military or trying to fight the military, refuse to use their language. Post-traumatic stress disorder. You know what that disease used to be called?
Shell shock.
Shell shock.
Yeah. Really?
It's a much more virulent and violent term. And then they kind of namby-pambied it into battle fatigue.
And PTSD.
And then to post-traumatic stress disorder.
Interesting
so just
observation.
To kind of flimsy it up. And then the other things is like yellow cake. It sounds like pleasant, like it's a dessert. Like a nice yellow cake with a a white phosphorus frosting, and then you'll wash it down with a tall, frosty glass of Agent Orange.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's disgusting, this language.
They're candy-coating war.
Literally, it sounds like candy.
Yeah. Wow.
And it needs to stop. Refuse to play along. Especially if you're a soldier, especially if you're there and involved, and they start throwing those words at you and trying to control you into using those terms, refuse to use them.
PTSD?
Throw back.
Oh, you mean shell shock?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Oh, you mean shell shock?
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. Good point, man. Thank you for bringing that up. Let's see if we can...
I wish there was some way we could, without it throwing off his anonymity, that the level that he had, you know, sort of make sure that he was, in fact, you know, a guy shooting mortars full of white phosphorus into Fallujah or wherever.
Well, what did you want to do? Ask him for his badge number?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you would do that.
I don't care. It's a talk show. We do entertaining stuff. We don't do research.
About entertainment. We don't need to verify all this stuff. If he said, you know, if it's good, if it sounds true, and that's what's important.
It certainly rang true.
He sounded true to me.
It certainly rang true to me.
Let's see if we can sneak in a tip, a trick for your body.
And a soldier could possibly use this. So you can stanch blood with a single finger. Pinching your nose and leaning back is a great way to stop a nosebleed if you don't mind choking on your own O-positive.
Hmm.
A more subtle approach, put some cotton on your upper gums, just behind that small dent below your nose, and press against it hard. Most nosebleeds come from the front of the septum, the cartilage wall that divides the nose. An ear, nose, and throat specialist says, pressing here helps stop the nosebleeds.
There you go. So above your gum, the very top part of your gum,
in
the front part of your mouth.
A little divot. Press the divot.
We got more tips on the way, more tricks for your body, pretty neat stuff coming up, and your calls about anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
People are using